Hello.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, sir? This is John, Local Splash.
Hey,
how
John,
are you?
good. What number are you using today?
Should be the same number I've been calling from. Not my extension one, not the 877 number, though. Whenever I call in, it won't come from the 877.
Yeah, that's the one I got the faxes from, right? Or the text messages?
Correct. Yes, sir. Anytime I call out to the voice over internet phone, so that way, but it is a real number too. You can still call this number back, but they will transfer you over. But anytime you call in the 877 number with the extension, that's my exact number to reach directly to me. And
okay.
That's our company number too. Yes. From here on, if you're talking to anybody from Local Splash, it'll be the 877 number you would call, or they would be calling from as well.
I gotcha.
Yes, sir. And are we going to have Joshua with us as well, too, or?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Well, first off, I hope you had a great weekend there. So it feels like every weekend flies by, huh? So.
Yeah, it was good football weekend, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Patrick, before we get started with anything here, did you or Joshua have any questions for me that I can address before we move forward here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So, very first thing is, I'll remember to put in, Joshua, you want him as an authorized user on the account as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. But now, the rule is on my end over here, the account will have to be under whoever's name is on the card that we'll be using today. Would that be yours or his name?
Mine.
Okay. And I'm assuming, because I'm horrible with spelling, but is it P-A-T-R-I-C-K?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Pat, how do you spell your last name, sir? Is it Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making it. All right. Perfect.
Same as all my emails.
Okay. Just making sure. You never know. And then the email that I've been emailing you on, pat@jss345.com, I will be sending the invoice of everything we discussed is going to be on paper through that email and through text. So even after payment, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. Actually, I'll even tell you, please stay on the phone with me. So that way you can read through it and I'm here with you on that. Okay. Before we do any type of payment, I want to make sure everything's set up here. So just need 10 minutes of your time here. Is this the best phone number for our team to contact you, ending with the 3388?
Correct.
Okay. And then, does that phone number accept text messaging too or no?
Yes.
It does. Okay. So let me go ahead and do that. One second here. Okay. And then also, this part is for Google. I have to make sure it's on point. So any type of misspelling or anything like that can really delay things, and I don't want that to happen to you, okay? So I have the business name as Johnson, spelt out, and Sons, with no apostrophe or anything like that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, beautiful. And then now this next part is optional. You don't have to have the business location for the public, but we definitely Google it in order to get you verified. They have to have a physical address on there, though. What address would that be?
So on the business name,
mm-hmm.
when you indicated spelled out,
mm-hmm.
the business entity at the State of California License Board is
okay.
all caps, Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and the and sign.
Oh, okay.
Sign.
And then Sons. All in caps. No apostrophe. Okay, so. Okay. Now, is that how you would like it to be shown on Google as well, too? Just like that?
I'm not really a marketing expert.
Okay. Can I give my suggestion on it?
Yeah.
I'd keep it all the same. Everything congruent, you know. There's no confusions or anything like that either, for one. And two, the and symbol, I don't know why, for me personally, it just looks more attractive to it. So completely up to you, but that's just my personal opinion on that.
Okay. We'll go
okay.
with that.
Okay, yes, sir. And then as far as the business address, what address would that be?
And we can put that on the website or leave it off the website, right? I don't
completely
know that we need
optional.
And I'll talk to your team about that, but I don't think we want that business address on there. For Google, yes, it's the same as what's on my email. It's 1810 Erin Way, E-R-I-N Way, Turlock, 95382.
All right, perfect. And now the next part, talking about our team, they're going to introduce themselves to you. I can set that up as early as tomorrow. Do you have an hour window to speak with them to go over website, tracking system, Facebook, all that?
I think we want Joshua in on.
Okay.
And I can't really set it up right now.
Okay, so how about this? What I can do is set up like a tentative appointment, let's say for like Wednesday instead, kind of give it a day out, and a time frame that you think might be available. That way we have something scheduled in, and you can always let them know and say, hey, listen, that time doesn't work for us. Do you have an earlier time or a different day? They'll be happy to accommodate for that. We just want to make sure that they have something in there so they know they need to contact you and go over these things with you.
Yeah. So Wednesday, 9 a.m.
Wednesday at 9, it is. All right, let me put it in here right now. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to come from my same email here. But I'm going to send that same email over to our team. So that way all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to you and helping your company, okay? So give me a few seconds here. And, Patrick, I hope I'm addressing you correctly. You want to go by Patrick, Pat, or Mr. Johnson? I just always like to be respectful like that, you know?
Patrick's fine.
Okay, perfect. Yes, sir. All right, so let me go ahead and put this in here. And would you like me to include Joshua's email in there too, or would you like to just put it for yours for now?
You can include Joshua in there. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. And that's the at Yahoo one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Boom. All right, I'm sending it right now. Let me know once you got it. And I'm put a reminder for them right now, too.
Okay.
Wow, I can't believe it. Boom. Okay. Once you're able to do that, let me know, and then we'll proceed here.
Okay, we got it.
Okay, beautiful. Now, the next part, again, everything we're going over here today is not like you're married to it, okay? I don't want you to feel like that at all. If anything, we encourage you to let us know if you need to make any adjustments, because you can do it yourself, but you can have our team to do this for you as well, too, okay? I always say if you're paying for a service to help you with your business, utilize them, right? As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google?
8 to 5.
Wait, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then for the contact for the customers to reach out, do you want them to reach out to your phone number, Josh's phone number, a different number, or all three, or what? What do you think?
I think that we should do a not list that phone number.
Okay.
And do a fill in the blank query where they have to put in their information and send it to me.
Okay. So then what I'll do then is, website.
I don't want a bunch of robocalls and a bunch of garbage call, you know what I mean? Spam.
Yeah, yeah.
The spam invasion on my cell phone, that's ridiculous.
I hear you on that.
Cell phone.
I get it. All right. If you would like, I mean, I could put Nothing as preferred way of contact on there, so that way they'll be forced to go to the website and actually put in their information so that way you could set something up for them. Would that work for you?
Well, when you say forced to go to the website, aren't they at the website already?
Right. What I mean is, let's say they go to the, they're trying to contact you, look you up, right, or look up some of your services. They find your company, your business profile. They see the pictures, hours of operations. They're like, all right, I need to contact this guy and, you know, see if what kind of pricing he has or schedule an appointment. At that point, the only way they'll be able to contact you is by putting information, let's say, through your website. That way they can actually make contact. Does that make sense? Or you contact them from that point. Okay, so then I'll put that notation in there.
So do you think that's a big drawback? Or?
Me personally, this is not coming from Local Splash. I think some form of contact should be put in there. If you don't want to have spam calls, I would at least put an email in there. That way they can say, all right, I can email him right here. But they'll still go – if I was a customer, I would be like, okay, there's no way to contact him. Click on that website, see if there's something in there where I can reach out to him. You know what I mean? So either way works, but that's just me personally. I want to have put something in there for them to reach out to you.
I mean, it's just, you get so many of those crazy calls. I already get so many.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's going to just blow it up.
I mean, let's do it like this then. Let's play it safe. Let's not put any phone number there, right? We won't put anything as a contact. We'll just keep it as your business profile is there and then a link to your website. So they have to click that link in order to set something up to reach out to you or for you to reach out to them. I keep saying that incorrectly there.
We can add a phone number if that's happening, but, you know, I think that's the best way. Drive them to the website, move them to the website. It's one click away, and then – you know, if they, you know, they want to spend, you know, $60,000 on a new kitchen, they're going to send an they'll fill out the contact us content portion, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
On the website and ask us to call them. I mean.
Exactly. If they really want your service, they're going to do that. You know, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, I mean, we're not a lawn service. I mean, if I was a lawn service, I'd probably want my phone number on there.
You know? Right, right. It's a little different, yeah. All right, well, I'm on the same page with you. No worries. Okay, next part. As far as your distance. Now, I remember we had a note here about like a 20-mile radius. This package can go up to 50 miles out if you need it to. What would you like to put as far as how far you would like to have this reach out to?
So we can do that, or we can do zip code, right? Is that
correct? Zip codes, towns, counties, cities, however you like.
Let's see. I'm doing something here.
You're okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we can start with probably 25.
Okay. 25 miles out. Right.
Yeah.
And you can always modify, like I said. You know, if let's say you're getting bombarded with calls and you're like, this is overwhelming. By the way, it goes gradually. Okay, it's not going to – very few times where I am hearing it's just like, whoa. Is working too well for me, you know what I mean? So you can always scale it down from there, but we definitely want to make sure that people are seeing you. So 25 miles is a good reach. Now, far as payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Oh, go ahead.
Let me see where Oakdale's at. How far that is. Mm-hmm. So Oakdale's 31, so maybe we should go 30.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Let me put that in there.
Yeah, 30 is fine. We'll deal with that. I don't want to get into Stockton. I don't want to get into Stockton and Manteca.
Yeah, I hear you. All right.
That'll lead to the roofing maybe. So what was your question?
Oh, yeah. So far as payment structure from accepting payments from your customers, do you accept cash only, credit card, check, Zelle?
Yeah, we are going to do, of course, cash and credit card. And we're Venmo capable and PayPal capable. At one point, I had some good contacts for financing too. I haven't pursued those recently, but I certainly could.
If you want, I could put that in there. If not, we could add it in later. Completely up to you on that.
Yeah, we'll add it in later. You know, I'll float it as needed.
Okay.
And then, you know, it doesn't take long to set that up.
Sure thing. Yes, sir.
Sure
thing. All right. Now, far as the website, did you have, jog my memory a little bit here, did you have a domain name already? Was that right? I kind of forgot on this one a little bit.
No.
Okay, so we're going to make one for you. And then far as Facebook page, do you guys have a Facebook page already?
Yes.
You do. Okay, so let me pull that one up right now. And boom. Perfect. Next part, far as the business itself, it is licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And the next part from here is pretty much your bread and butter, okay? So, I mean, we can add, take things off, but this is where it really counts. So far as the services that you want to be found for, no matter what, regardless, what would those be exactly? I mean, I have you down for quite a few things, remodeling, kitchen and bathroom, new home. Is that pretty accurate, or should I take those off, or talk to me on that?
No, all those. Remember we said ADU, auxiliary dwelling unit?
That's right. Yes, sir. I'm going to put that as first.
Mm-hmm. So we want both of those, right? ADU,
sure.
Yep. Separate, auxiliary dwelling unit, mother-in-law's quarter, second dwelling.
Perfect. Love it. This is really going to set you apart, actually, on that one. Seriously. So that's pretty amazing you got that. Okay. Okay. And then also, let's see here.
You got new home, right?
Correct. Yes, sir. New home construction on that, new homes, bathroom, kitchen remodeling. Do you do, I remember we touched base a little bit on the basement remodeling thing as well, too. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be a high demand for that. So.
Okay. I'm going to put general remodeling. Is that okay? Just because I know people might put in that word. Okay.
Okay.
And, of course, when you talk to our team on Wednesday, if that still, works out for the schedule on there, they will have other, they'll have some algorithms put together already to give suggestions if you need it, or, you know, give you opinions on the ones that we have. Maybe my customers might be putting in something differently at that time. We want to make sure you're set up for success on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you do any type of, like, decks, porches, or anything like that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. All right. I'm going to put it in here. You may want to add more just in case if Josh has something as well, too, that you want to put in or we forgot. I want to make sure they address that, okay?
I know, John, there was something I read in your emails that said something about one trade, one
like an exclusivity part?
One business per category per service area.
Correct.
What
yes, sir.
That means everything.
So to explain it better, everything we're going over here right now, we close it out. Once I put this through, we cannot work with anybody else that does these things in your area. So within a 50-mile radius, even if you're not using all 50 yet, we still want to prepare for that just in case. So that way we're not working with competitors or having you guys rotate or anything like that. That's actually we have to abide by that rule to keep our policy or not policy, but we have to keep that for our partnership with Google themselves. That's how we can stay with the Premier partnership. So it's good in your hands.
So my business model is really based on what's called a paper contractor.
Okay.
And so while in the past I was very active and I self-performed a great deal of trades, right now I am heavy with my trade partners. Okay. So I'm just wondering, and this might be something for the team or the algorithm people or I don't know what, but you know, I have, you can probably imagine, a electronic Rolodex of probably 4,000 contacts. Various, every subcontractor you can imagine. Right?
Okay.
From roofing to stucco to landscape to,
right,
to framing to concrete to everything. And so, I don't know if there's anything there in to start to package or market or describe or drive traffic. I don't know.
To them as well?
No, to me.
Okay.
Drive them to me because I use that. You know, I mark their trade up.
I see. Okay, so anything that you can't do, you can contract out to a subcontract. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right now, I subcontract out 99% of everything I do.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, now when you do the subcontract, do they call for those things and then you send it out? Or do you
if someone says, okay, I want you to remodel my kitchen, I'll go in and I'll do all the, you know, basically the contractor side of that, right?
Okay.
Meet with them, design the kitchen, and then, you know, I'm going to subcontract out all the trades.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay, then that's okay.
Okay, all the trades.
A little worried about that for a second. So no, that's perfectly fine. You know, once you're in talking with the customers and they're from there, it's on you and, you know, to discuss with the customers other things that you can do for them or have other people do for them as well too. So that's not an issue. But I do want to make sure we keep it congruent with this that we have here in this category here, that we have open available. But that does not go against policy from there if you're doing that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're still, giving the customers those services.
I mean, I think the majority of contractors do it that way. So
I was going to say that just now, but yeah, okay.
No, that's all right. You know, they say, you know, in the scope of work described, you know, all restoration and remodel services, including, right, re-roofs, new windows, new doors, new, you know, these type things.
Okay.
You follow me?
Well, I follow you. But are you asking, should you put those as well in there as keywords to be found for? Okay.
Yeah.
Re-roofs, definitely I would put in there. I mean, this thing about this, I'll put it in broad here. New home construction, how much can you actually list with that? A ton. Okay, so now I just want to make sure that we're abiding by Google rules as well, too. Whereas if you're subcontracting out, your license, everything's good, okay, great, then we're okay. If you didn't have any license for that yourself, and you know, then I would have to ask questions on that one. But I don't see any issue on this right now. So yes, we can put some of those in there. Let's start off with this. Definitely want to put re-roof, right? Because that's probably money that. Do you do repairs for that as well?
I don't think I want to list those other trades just yet. I think it was more for discussion purposes, and it may be something we drop onto the website as far as, but not being in the algorithm. Yet. I mean, let's wait and see. You know, I'd rather not do re-roofs, but I want people, I want to drive traffic too. So, that was more for discussion purposes, and it maybe would be, you know, because I have such a deep, deep pool of resources as far as subcontractors go and trade partners. I mean, I could see, you know, my Clearview Windows guys, you know, with a link on the website or just their logo, you know what I mean?
Right.
Clearview window replacement, right? And then they need to go through me to get that Clearview window discount, so to speak. However we want to describe it. Talking ways to picture, and I'm painting probably with a too big a brush, but for what we're doing today, so.
No, you're fine. It's good to understand your company, how it works as well, too. It's pretty much like wheeling them in. You know, it's like going fishing, you know. you put it out there for general remodeling, and then all of a sudden, once you speak with the customer and, you know, they're all in, then you can say, hey, listen, we also do these services as well, too, to get this done in a timely manner with people that you trust. Okay, bam. You know what I mean? So that's amazing. I love the structure, by the way. So let me go ahead. So for now, I'm not going to put that in for the services in the algorithm to be found, so that way they can talk to you more about all those. But in the website, I highly suggest to put that, like you mentioned, so we're on the same page here. All right. Next part here, I'm going to send this over to our team right now. And again, the reason I do that is because I don't want them starting from scratch and you have to repeat yourself all over as if like they have no idea what's going on. They will know your company and how to help you and show you from there, okay? Now, the next part is all under recording. I mentioned this to you about the voice verification, where we're going to make sure I put in the pricing in there for you. You already have our phone number, right? The 877 number, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. You will hear me bring up that phone number again in the recording. In case you ever decide to part ways in the future, you know, we will make sure you know exactly how to do it. There's no cancellation fees, and I put that in the recording. Now, in the beginning, Patrick, I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are, obviously. Try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have any questions or concerns, I want you to stop me in my tracks and ask away. All right, that's what I'm here for. All right?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. Is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Johnson and Sons.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Patrick Johnson, owner.
Great. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause on that for just a second here, Patrick. Obviously, we're not going to have your phone number to be contacted on or anything like that, so that kind of eliminates that a lot. But at the same time, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. We're going to set up a security question and answer after this recording part. That way, anytime we call in, we will always ask the security question. We will never give out your answer to it. Okay, so just want to make sure we're all protected. You're not falling for anything. We're keeping everything confidential. Okay. So I'm going to continue here. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 29th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month.
Okay.
On the same day, the 77 number that was provided, to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
John, your voice
yes.
blanked out.
Did it kind of cut out?
Gone. Yeah, you cut out.
So oh, no. Okay, I'll start off with that second half right there then. Were you able to see, hear the when the second payment is completed part?
You better go back one paragraph.
Okay, let's do that. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the same amount of $249. So it's recurring payment, same price, same day of every month. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that was given. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand that. But I'm not quite positive that everything that I heard, everything that blanked out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The other part before that is that you're regarding on your payment today. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 29th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. So it's recurring. It's $249 on the 29th of every month. It's a recurring payment. It's always grandfathered in at that pricing. Everything is included. And if you ever needed to part ways, upgrade your future, anything like that, please let us know by calling the 877 number. Now, this is all in recording for you still, okay? Please make sure if you did decide to part ways, though, give us at least 3 days before your billing cycle is due so you're not being charged for that month. It's very important. All right?
Yeah. And then the 877 number is 877-635-6225.
Correct. Yes, sir. That is the correct one.
Awesome. Is there an extension?
No, sir. It is voice activated.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So let's say you call that number and you say client support. There'll be somebody waiting for you to call, talk to you, right at that number. And they have to ask the security question as well, too, before continue through. Okay. So that is our next part here. Now, Patrick, I joke around a lot about it, but I've actually seen it happen. So, don't forget your own answer, all right? I don't want you locked out. We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you like. I always highly suggest put it somewhere. Let Joshua know as well, too, if he's going to be authorized on this account. He needs to know that answer and that question. We have 3 choices, though. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. You there with me, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay. Which would you want to use as far as a security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, this will never, we will never give up the answer for one, and this will never change. So what would that answer be?
O'Brien.
All right. Perfect. And that's with the apostrophe, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Again, I'm putting this in, so it's not going to change ever. It's a huge red flag if they give that answer out. So you now have our number. If you feel like you got some red flags popping up or anything like that.
How did you spell it?
O apostrophe B-R-I-E-N.
Okay.
Now, again, so, Patrick, if we speak to Josh or if Joshua ever calls in, let him know if they speak about anything as far as billing or, you know, important things, and they don't ask that security question, it's a huge red flag on that. Don't tell them the security question. Ask them, what's my security question? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Last part here. Patrick, on the card that we're using today, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
The card name on the card is Guy, G-U-Y, Patrick,
okay.
Johnson.
Perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead and put it there. Perfect. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, though, the 1810 Aaron Way, or is it a different address?
That's correct.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Now, for security purposes, Patrick, I'm not allowed to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4723 5953 0137 5801.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
6/24.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
815.
Perfect. All right. And just letting you know, so before I process any payment, I like to refresh everything on just to make sure that the account is keeping that promotional rate for you for the long term here, okay? And while I'm doing this too, I know that date is coming up soon as time flies. So please make sure you can update that through your dashboard, which is your tracking system, anytime that you need to, if it's expired or if you need to change to use a different car or anything like that as well. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Again, Patrick, stay on the phone with me. Okay. I want to keep to my promise so you can see your billing there. So hang on tight. Says the card code does not match. Let's see here. Oh, that's probably. Can you repeat the expiration date one more time, just in case?
6/24.
That's one. Yep. I don't know why I messed up there. Okay, there we go. All right, let me try this one more time. Okay. There you go. So processing right now. Again, let me know if once you receive a text or an email, whichever comes first, so I can direct you to see that every breakdown that we talked about, okay? It just went through on my side, so let me know.
Okay, I see it here.
Okay. Is that the email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in the email, you're going to receive a few of them, but the one we're going to focus on, it says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that one?
Hi.
Yes.
Perfect. Once you pop that one open, there's a spot with a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms, something along those lines.
Hold on, they're verifying my Visa card here.
Okay. I'm here with you.
Fuck. They're going to shut my Visa off.
You just have to verify it, pretty much to let them know.
So how come you guys are on the watch list, man?
You know, some cards, they like to make sure that they're tracking with you, just to make sure that it is you that you're approving for the actual charge. As you can tell, it's not my first rodeo.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you. Can you hear me?
Hi, it's Patrick. Didn't have anything to say. Okay, so what do you need here from me?
I just want to make sure. Yeah, so when you open up the email that says local slash initial invoice, there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. In there is a breakdown of everything we discussed, even including your Facebook ads. There's even on paper there, it shows a seasonal hold in case if you guys ever have a dry spell. We don't want you guys to start all over or anything like that. You can put it on hold at no additional cost. There's going to be short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future if you ever decide to do that. Please let me know. Okay, I want to make sure you're not paying the normal rate for that. If you did decide to do that, so make sure you can call my direct line or email me. That way I can go ahead and set that up for you. Take your time on this. Okay. Far as at the very bottom, there's two boxes. They're really small. Everybody misses it. All you need to do is click on those and then type in your name like how it shows on the card. And let me know where it takes you after that. This is your last part that you have to do.
Okay, now I have a login and a password.
Beautiful. That's it. Yes, sir. So that is the beginning to your tracking system I was telling you about, like your dashboard. If I give you your password and login right now, it's going to be a blank slate, so it would be pointless. On Wednesday, when our team calls you from the 877 number, they will show you. They will give you that login and password so they can show you how to keep track of all your analytics, phone calls, impressions, traffic, all of it. Okay, so it's... I'm going to say that's your next best friend right there. If they're calling from Google or from these directories, you will – or not calling, but reaching out, you will see that through there. Okay? So that's a very important piece. So they want to make sure to show you how to go through that. Okay?
Okay. So what I just signed, where is my copies of those?
That is your copy. And then also in through your text is another copy that we sent to you as well too. Were you able to receive that?
No, I haven't received a copy of it yet.
Okay. Go back to the emails. There should be a copy of that as well.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Blah, 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 your dashboard. No, I don't see it.
And in the dashboard, there should be a copy of that as well, too. But that's when they show you on Wednesday, though. So I just want to make sure you have everything.
It doesn't appear that I've received a copy. What do you – by way, I have a welcome letter.
Okay.
And access to the dashboard. And then I have a splash. Pictures needed request.
While we're on that topic, real quick, I won't forget. On that part right there, it's very important. The more you have of those pictures, the smoother and of the process for you guys getting verified through Google. This is what I was telling you about, where they're very strict lately, and they've been asking for different things. These are the things that they would ask for, right? So you could spend months without that. So the more you have, the better it is. It does not mean you have to show any personal as well, too. Let's say if it's a vehicle, license plate, you can just show that the vehicle. You don't have to actually show everything of the license plate, okay? I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Okay.
But, yes, let's continue through. Let's make sure you have – what other emails do you have here?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. on the email that was that you clicked on for Local Splash initial invoice, go to that one more time for me.
Okay.
I'm surprised it hasn't even sent. It's kind of weird. Click on that link again and see if you can see everything in there still.
No.
You cannot? Okay, so let me go ahead and manually send this then. Give me a second here. Also, if you don't mind staying on with me, because that's an important piece. I want to make sure it doesn't happen to other customers as well, too. So if you don't mind, I'm going to be typing away here real quick, okay? Hang in tight for me. And just while waiting for this as well, too, on the there should be a text that came out to you from us, from the E77 number. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. There should be one with that same link, and I kind of, and just for my own sake too. In that link, if you click it, does it show that copy as well, or does that not? I mean, not as well. Does that not show it as well?
Correct. Says it. The term has expired.
Okay, so let me let them know this one too. Haven't responded yet. At least you know I keep to my promises. I like to make sure I stay on the phone with you so you can see this. So.
Yeah, I want to throw it in my file. So.
Yeah, of course. If I was a business owner, I would want to 1,000%. So that's why I like to do that. So I'm glad I am here with you. Let me ask a different technician I know myself. So let's see if he can respond a little quicker here. Give me a second here. See what they're saying. Okay, they're working on it right now, so hold on 1 second. I'm just making sure we're killing every two birds with one stone type of deal. I don't want this to happen to anybody else either, so I just want to make sure. All right. So we're working here. I got the response from them just to keep you informed here. They're Patrick, so they're working on it right now.
You know, I just contacted the fraud department at my bank. And they may have declined the transaction.
Could that be it? No? Let me refresh my account here. It shows it came out on my end over here. I wouldn't be able to see anything, obviously, at your bank or anything, but
yeah. That's good. As long as you guys are satisfied, I'm sure.
At the same time, I want to make sure we're starting strong here. So I want to make sure you have your receipt as well, too. So give me just a second. Say, can't see it anymore for some odd reason. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Let me send this over to you right now. I'm going to do it manually myself here, okay? Patrick, you're still there with me, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. Let me email this to you. Would you like me to CC Joshua in this one, or would you like me to just send it directly to you only?
Just me, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Your copy. Perfect. Boom. Sending this right now. I'm going to put invoice copy. Terms and conditions. How? All right, sir. I'm sending it right now. How? I'll let you know once it shows on my side that it's sent, but it's already sending. Okay. Let's see here. Refresh. And should be sure. Oh, perfect. There we go. It says it's sent now. Let me know once you got it, sir.
Okay, so you sent me a Google Doc.
Correct, yep. Just want to send it out to you. Well, I had to send a copy of it myself here for you, manually.
Okay, so file... Download. Gives me an option to download it as a Word document, huh? And I can make whatever changes I want?
I mean, I should probably send it as a PDF, huh? Oh, my gosh.
I will, I'll just save it as a PDF.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so we got it.
Okay. That should be I literally manually did it, so that should have everything in there from start to finish. Again, if for any reason you have some questions, concerns, anything like that, please let me know, okay? That's what we're here for. Now, I just want to give you a heads up for the website, completely as included as I promised. Far as we have other upgrade packages for websites, and it's called My Site, okay? So for that, that's not what you're signing up for on there. You don't need the bells and whistles to a website, I feel like, far as e-commerce or anything of that nature, so you don't have to, again, have to worry about any of that stuff. So that's a whole other package. So there will be short descriptions in there of other packages that you can upgrade to, but that was not your package on there. All right.
Yeah, we want to keep it
simple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, I told you I was going to say this, but welcome to the family here, Patrick. Welcome to the family. Yes, sir. Congratulations. So, again, if for any reason that Joshua can't make it to on Wednesday and you guys need to reschedule, let our team know and just tell them what our time frame works better for you, both of you, and we'll make that happen. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So before I let you go here, Patrick, do you have any questions for me or anything like that?
No, I think we're good right now, John. Thanks.
Beautiful. All right, sir. Well, thank you for your patience again, too, on that. I do apologize. That's something on our error there. But I'll make sure to... All right. I just want to make sure I keep to my promise. Yeah.
You're the one that demonstrated a lot of patience, so appreciate it. Thank you.
You're most welcome. All right, Patrick, I'm really excited for you guys. I really am. So I'm actually even going to try to call in with our team on Wednesday. So I can introduce you guys, but if for any reason I'm stuck in a call or a meeting or anything of that nature, they still will give you a call. Please look out for them to ask that security question as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You take care. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.